The NBA season is underway, but Hurricane Sandy's widespread damage in and around New York City postponed one of the most anticipated moments in the early going, the New York Knicks visiting the Nets at their new home in Brooklyn. Joining me now is Howard Beck, who covers the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks, Phil.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg made the call to postpone the Nets-Knicks matchup at the Barclays Center that was supposed to occur on Thursday. What were the mayor's primary concerns, and how was his decision received in New York?
Well, I think everybody pretty much agrees. The consensus, I think, agrees that this was the right call and that pretty much the only call that could be made. You know, the NBA initially decided it was going to push forward, and they had the city's consent on that. But, you know, within less than 24 hours, they turned around. And, you know, it's pretty clear that with so much transit out and with this transit very slowly coming back, it just wasn't feasible or wise. And the fact is, Barclays Center was built on a huge transit hub. It was one of the advantages. But the flip side of that was that they did not create a lot of parking in that area, and it's a largely residential area, so it just was not made for commuters. It was made for people to come in by 11 subway lines and the Long Island Railroad, and with those out or barely functioning as they're starting to slowly get back, it just didn't make much sense.
In an article for The Times, you described the scene at the Barclays Center on Thursday. The scoreboard read Nets and Knicks, but the Knicks were really just Nets who were role-playing their opponents for practice. After a whole offseason of hype about that move to Brooklyn, how did the players take the news?
And a lot of these players lost power. Some of them had their homes flooded. One of the players, Tyshawn Taylor, who lives in Hoboken, couldn't get out of his apartment complex for 2 days because of the amount of flooding in Hoboken. So they understand. You know, they've experienced some of the effects of Sandy themselves. They've certainly seen on the news what's happened in the region. So the players are pretty sensitive to that. And, you know, naturally, as players, there's going to be some disappointment that after all the hype, all the buildup, and the excitement, that they didn't get to have their opening night against the Knicks. It's going to be against the Toronto Raptors instead. There's a little bit less electricity in that matchup.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact is these guys haven't played in a while, and they're just really eager to get it going. So as competitors, it's difficult for them, but as people, they absolutely understood.
In other NBA news this week, the Oklahoma City Thunder sent James Harden to Houston in a trade involving several players and picks. The NBA's heavily bearded sixth man of the year put up 37 points in his first game as a Rocket. Good deal for Houston, eh?
It's a fantastic deal for Houston. You know, the Rockets and their general manager, Daryl Morey, have been working very hard the last couple of years to try to find a way to get one of those elite players, one of those top 10 or top 20 players, because every NBA team is dependent on having at least one of those guys, if not two. And, you know, they've been collecting assets, and they just spent a bunch of those assets to get James Harden, and that's what you have to do in this league to be competitive. You got to be opportunistic, and you have to be prepared when those opportunities come up. And a guy like James Harden doesn't come available very often.
One of Mr. Harden's teammates there in Houston is Jeremy Lin, who, of course, was the star of Linsanity in New York last year. How is Harvard's best-known hoops alum faring in Texas?
Well, he's going to be a really interesting piece for them because, you know, let's face it, he didn't have a full season as a starter with the Knicks or in the NBA at all. This is his first chance to really establish himself as an everyday player. And it's actually good for Jeremy Lin, I think, that he's doing it in Houston, where I think the intensity, the spotlight, will be just a little bit less than it was at Madison Square Garden. And even better for him is that, unexpectedly, he now has this all-star caliber shooting guard in James Harden right next to him. So that relieves a ton of pressure. You know, I mean, Jeremy has great potential. We saw what he could do last season, but we still don't know what he'll be ultimately in the NBA. And there was going to be, I thought, a little bit too much pressure resting on him to try to somehow bring the Houston Rockets back by himself. Having James Harden there is great for Jeremy Lin. It's great for their franchise.
Howard Beck covers the NBA for the New York Times. Follow him on Twitter at HowardBeckNYT and follow us at Only a Game Radio. Howard, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.